The evidence that convicted Nicolas Sarkozy came from a wiretap placed by investigators looking into the financing of his 2007 election campaign for the French presidency. He was found to have conspired to secure a prestigious job in Monaco for a judge in return for inside information on an inquiry into whether he'd accepted illegal campaign payments from L'Oréal heiress Liliane Bettencourt.
This decision seems stupefying to me. It's open to criticism, questionable in French law, and we will not give up on this fight. It's a just struggle in the face of a particularly unfair decision.
The lawyers will now approach France's highest court, the Court of Cassation. It reviews procedural aspects of cases, but not the facts. This isn't the only legal battle that marks Sarkozy's fall from grace. He's appealing a conviction for illegal campaign financing of his failed 2012 re-election bid. And prosecutors say the 68-year-old should stand trial on allegations that former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi sent him millions of euros in cash to fund his successful 2007 bid for the presidency. The only other president convicted by a French court was Sarkozy's predecessor, the late Jacques Chirac. He was found guilty of corruption but not sentenced to jail. Sarkozy won't have to wear an electronic bracelet yet. That'll only happen if his last chance of an appeal to France's highest court is rejected. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Paris.